Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 23 of the Save the Sam podcast. This month, we're going to get really real about what it looks like to be a homeschool mom. With school coming up, it's really important for us to kind of dive into this topic because there's many moms who have yet to make the leap into homeschooling. So our title of this series is To Homeschool or Not to Homeschool. For today's episode, we're going to talk about deciding to homeschool or not. One of the biggest questions I get from moms about homeschooling life is, how did you decide to do it? So we're going to talk all about that today and go a little bit deeper about options for us and what that looks like on a practical level. So let's jump right in. Per usual, we will have five different points that we'll talk about today. Today, obviously, about homeschooling. So I'm so excited to talk about this with you guys. Let's jump right into point number one. Point number one is questions to ask yourself before deciding to homeschool. Here is the most important part of this whole thing. One question you want to ask first is, why do you want to do it? Do you want to do it because it seems like a good idea? Do you want to do it because it seems like the right thing to do? There's so many different reasons why you could do it. But if I were you, I'd get really real about the answer to this question. Because if you don't know why you're doing something and you start to do it, going into it gets really, really messy after a while. So you want to know why you're doing it. The second question you want to ask yourself is, how would this affect my family dynamic? Let me be real with you here. Your family dynamic is going to change. If you are a stay-at-home mom, but you don't necessarily homeschool, it's going to get different for you. Homeschooling families are different than just stay-at-home families. So this is something to really consider. A third question you want to ask yourself is, how will this change my role in the home? So if you're just a stay-at-home mom now, you know, caring for the home, then you're going to become teacher, so principal and superintendent. So this will change your role. So how is that going to look for you on a day-to-day basis? How will your role change in your home? And the fourth question you want to ask yourself is, are you and your spouse unified in this decision? Nothing can rock your homeschool world more than your spouse not being on the same page. If you want to homeschool and your spouse does not, the likelihood of this being successful on a larger scale is not going to happen because you don't want to sacrifice the relationships in your home for the ideal of being a homeschool family. So you must be unified. And if you're not completely unified in the decision, if I were you, I wouldn't make that the option. Okay, these are hard questions, but please ask yourself, why do you want to do this? How is this going to affect your family dynamic? How will this change your role in the home? And are you and your spouse unified in this decision? So tough questions, but real questions you want to ask yourself before deciding to homeschool. And moving on to point number two, what are homeschool moms saying? For me, I felt the strong urge from God telling me to homeschool my kids. I don't know if he made that choice because of how we were going to end up traveling much with our kids. I don't know. But I really felt God saying that to me. And it was exactly what we needed as a family. And then when I felt that urge, I shared that urge with my husband. And me and my husband, what we did, we went into separate rooms, prayed about it, and then came back with our confirmation from God. And then we knew it was the right thing for us and our family to do. So that's how it went for me. Some moms say they decided because of a tumultuous school situation that happened with their family. For us, we kind of had a bully situation also when we started to make it a permanent thing. But at first, it was just we felt a strong urge from God. And if I were you, I would get with some moms that you know who homeschool and ask them, why did you do this? What are the effects that it's had on your family? What made it a point of this has to be what we do for our family? Ask some real questions to some real mamas and you will get lots of wisdom and lots of encouragement. There's just lots that you can get from moms who've already been there and done that. So don't be afraid to ask questions. A lot of times people are intimidated by asking questions of people who've been there, done that. Don't do that. Be completely confident in asking these questions because you're going to regret not asking the questions, but you will definitely not want to be in the dark. Okay. Our third point of the day is, what are my options? Okay, so say you've asked the questions of yourself, you've asked questions of other moms, you've kind of got in your head, okay, maybe this is something that me and my family can do, should do. This may be what God is asking us to lean towards. So what are your options? Well, here is a part that is so exciting because there's so many options for homeschooling. There is single curriculum that you can use. A single curriculum is like when you go online or go into a bookstore or wherever you're going to get your curriculum from, and it's this one pack, like the PACE program, or sometimes you can get a single pack of classical conversations or whatever. These are when you use one specific brand or curriculum type for your kid for all year round. Then there is online learning. This is great too if you want to have a more hands-off approach because then you have to do less teaching yourself. This way you can do a curriculum that's not necessarily made by you or picked by you. You just pick an online stream that you want to use and your child will learn from this particular online class and then they do according to whatever this online school will have of them do. So those options are like K-12, University View. There's several options out there for online learning also. And then you can also do what I do, which not a lot of parents do, but I do this. Well, maybe a lot of parents. I don't know. I love it. It's called eclectic learning. I do eclectic learning because each of my kids do something different. They learn different. And one curriculum doesn't seem to work for each child. So I kind of mix it up. So I'll use YouTube. I use Abeka. I use some classical. I'll use different things for different kids. I use eclectic learning. But then again, I have a whole lot of kids. So for you, that might not work. Online learning might work and single curriculum might work. But there are so many options. And if I were you, I would go on to the, you know, Christian bookstore websites and check for those. There's so many options. So just keep your eyes open and don't get stuck in one rut because, you know, you just keep trying what works and see what works for you and your family. Okay, on to point number four, reach out. This is your lifesaver right here. Do not get so wrapped up in your ideal of what you think homeschool is that you don't reach out for help or wisdom or encouragement or community. Okay. One, you need to reach out for wisdom because there are some people who have gone before us and have done this thing several times. And when I first started, I had this amazing, amazing friend who I love her to death. She lives in Texas and we lived in Texas for a little while. And she had already been homeschooling her three girls. And she had all this like wealth of information to tell me, hey, this is what I'm doing. We're relaxed. This is how we, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, perfect. So I was able to kind of get all good on with that and realize that it was not as stressful that it needed to be. And so for you, I'm saying reach out to someone who has done this before you. Get wisdom upon wisdom upon wisdom. Do your research, get resources from people, and just get more that you don't have yourself, because a lot of times we'll get so wrapped up into our ideal that we don't reach out for resources or wisdom or help. And another thing you want to reach out for is community. Now, this is really hard for me and my family sometimes to get wrapped up in a community, like another homeschool community. Like we have our church community, we have, you know, that kind of thing. And our boys have, you know, youth group and stuff. But it can be really hard because we have
a very busy schedule. I'm a writer. My husband has his own business and we travel and all these different things. But it is important to have a community, even if it's an online community where you feel understood. Like us here at Save the Sam, we know that, hey, I know another mama who's going through the same thing I'm going through. I know another mama who deals with the same struggles that I deal with. It is so important to have community. So don't be an isolated stay-at-home mom or an isolated homeschool mom. Find community. There are people there around you who understand what you're going through. And our final point of the day is it's okay. If you decide not to homeschool, no big deal. Move on. Continue to do what you used to do. It's fine. Do what works for your family. If you try it and it doesn't work out, no big deal. Go back to doing what you know works for you and your family. No one's going to hold your feet to the fire. If you love it, awesome. Kick it into high gear. Get encouraged. Encourage another mama who is struggling. Keep going. Keep moving forward. This is your motivation for today. It's okay no matter what you decide. If you decide to homeschool, great. If it doesn't work out for you and your family, also great. That just means that God has a different purpose for you and your family. I know today was very, very practical, but let me tell you something. I wish somebody had set me down and explained all of these things to me, you know, before I got all wrapped up in my thoughts about homeschooling. Granted, I had a lot of people who had gone before me, but there are a lot of questions I could have asked myself beforehand. So I'm just going to tell you the same thing. Ask yourself some questions beforehand. Get you some stay-at-home mamas and homeschool mamas who have been there, done that. Get in their circle and reach out. Reach out. And remember, it's going to be okay. Today's takeaway, do what's best for your tribe. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to parent and mother and to teach our kids, whether that be homeschooling or just to teach them moral standings. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us with a heritage that is so rich of parenthood. It's amazing to me how you entrust us with the life that you have breathed onto this earth. We are so grateful. Lord, we thank you so much for everything that you've given to us and entrusted to us. Lord, we ask that you would give us the wisdom to manage what you have put in our hands. Lord, help us to be wise in our decision making. God, give us everything that we need to steward what you've given to us well. We love you and we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, girls, I am excited for you to join me again next week as we talk more about homeschooling and to homeschool or not to homeschool. Have an amazing day.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.